You're listening to the audio production of A June Bride by Mary Beth Whalen, published by Zondervan and read by Julie Carr.
February 14th, 2009. She stands on the veranda overlooking a beautiful outdoor complex featuring infinity pools, cushy lounge chairs, waterfalls cascading into unnaturally blue water, and swim-up refreshment areas. The place has been cleared of onlookers and lit with an abundance of tiki torches, the smoke dancing in the air above them. Beyond the pool area, the ocean crashes in and recedes. She draws a breath and holds it for a moment, steadying herself, centering her thoughts on this moment and not others. All around her, the crew work steadily and stealthily. "Pretend we're not here," they say. And yet each time someone arranges a stray hair or puffs her nose with powder, their presence is undeniable. She hears one of the crew make a remark and another crew member laugh. She can't help but suspect they are joking about what is about to happen, taking bets over who she will choose. She has wondered the same thing herself. In a moment, the group of men will come in dressed in tuxes, each one more handsome than the last. They will face her with looks of expectation, their skin shining with bronze toner that has been applied to them like it has been applied to her. Their teeth will appear even whiter against the dark night. Their hope will be evident for all, especially the millions of viewers, to see. They want to be picked by her. This fact is still unreal, and that is when the thought she has been banishing creeps in. In remembering the girl she used to be, she remembers the boy that girl went with. She sees his face, sans bronze toner, void of bleached teeth. She thinks of his lopsided grin, his cocky demeanor that has nothing to do with cameras and demographics.